This is GQDN for Friday, February 28th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's really, really good stuff. Excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, want a plushie? There's one for sale. You can get a horror game for using your points. Tell you how. And AMD prices, well, they're revealed. They'll be on sale too. But we will begin with Nintendo. GameSpot.com did say that Nintendo will delist a Switch Online game for only one region. Now, it is called the Super Formation Soccer, and that will be delisted today only in Japan. Now, VGC saw it for the first time, and they saw that the Switch Online Retro Library did not have the game on it. But Nintendo did not announce it, nor did they announce any plans to remove it from the European or North American versions. So for right now, you can still play it if you wish to play it. In fact, the legendary game designer Hideki Kiyama did post a tweet about it and said, quote, Hey, I guess subscriptions are no good after all. Seriously, bring back the virtual console, end quote. He was talking about the Wii, Wii U, and the 3DS virtual consoles. And they had their own delistings over the years. But that does happen. Diablo 4 now is being pushed back. We're talking about Season 8 via Eurogamer, and it's only going to be for a couple of weeks. Now, the general manager of Diablo, Rod Ferguson, did talk about the development has taken a little bit longer than what they have anticipated. But they said that an old friend was making a return. So here's what Rod Ferguson did say on Twitter, or X. Quote, Hey everyone, in the spirit of serving the game, not in the plan, Season 8 will take a couple of weeks longer to bake than we initially anticipated. The team is hard at work on some great updates coming in the next season, so stay tuned. Looking forward to seeing an old friend. Now, who could be that old friend? We'll have to wait and see. All you Diablo 4 fans. You know you can play that on PlayStation, right? Well, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that some PlayStation 2 classics on PlayStation 4 and 5 got some updates. Now, some players did report that Sly Cooper Trilogy and Jack and Daxter did get some updates over the last week. And that would include that some of the patches are being rolled out for all the PlayStation 2 games. Now, some of those games are a bit stretched because of the current gen platforms and their aspect ratio. So now, it was set at the default 4:3, 1610, instead of 1609. So now you can choose a 4:3 for 1609, meaning that the game will not be stretched out anymore. Now, will that be all of the games? Maybe, maybe not. Nothing is said here, but we shall see. You know you could play that Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2, right? Right there. Because IGN did say that the devs provided some early patch 7 details, and they're teasing a horde mode. Saber Interactive, via IGN, did publish the 7.0 update patch notes. And they were teasing the horde mode. So they put it up in a community post, and they said that you'll get a one chapter pack, one champion pack, private PvP lobbies, a new weapon, only in PvE, new operation, weapon perks rebalance, class weapon loadouts rework, and PvE prestige rank. You can check all those out. But what about the horde mode? Well, they did tease that too, because they know that the players have been looking forward to it. Focus and Saber did say, quote, You're very eager to get more info on the horde mode. It's one of our top priorities right now. One thing we can say is that it will be very different from the Space Marine 1 Horde mode, and that there are surprises we can't wait for you to find out about. Once we get really interesting things to show you about it, we will do it. Bear with us. End quote. We shall see what happens. Too bad you can't play it on VR. We know that the prices for PlayStation VR 2 went down right? Well, Pure Xbox did say one of the Xbox co-creators said it was, quote, disappointing, end quote. Now, Seamus Blackley was speaking on the Video Gamer podcast, and that's where he had some experience with the VR and some of the PSVR 2 pricing. So, about the VR, quote, we've seen VR and AR not really take off. And if you're a big fan, I'm sorry, but it's just the blanking fact. There is no killer app, and nobody can put their finger on what a killer app could be. Everybody has a different kind of personal fantasy, and then, at least in my experience, when you are given the environment that you sort of fascinated about, you're like, okay, and you just want to take the headset off, because this is hot, heavy thing, it's weird and disappointing, end quote. But then he went to the prices, because we know that there was a price drop from $550 to $400. Now, for gamers, we know that that is a good thing as a fellow player. But Blackley went on to the VR freedom for the player. Quote, when you lower the structures so much for the player that they are in the headset and they look around everywhere, in principle, as an elevator pitch, that sounds great. In practice, when we want to be entertained, we want a storyteller to control the narrative and to entertain us. To some extent, you need developers to be able to control what you're looking at. You need them to constrain you to the narrative, which is not the thing you're going to do, end quote. Now we get to some other hardware. PC Gamer did say that the AMD prices for the new Radeon RX 9070 and 9070 XT are at $550 and $600, and they're happy about it, but they're also a bit annoyed. So, you already know about the prices. But they're also pointing out that 85% of the graphics cards will sell for under $700. And that lines up with the Micro Center listings. They'll show the XT models. They'll come in at $699 and the non-XT at $649. But they were hoping that the XT might come in at $499, and they thought it was a bad idea for them not coming out at that price. And that's mainly because of the ray tracing performance. Now, the AMD Radeon RX 9070 and 9070 XT will go on sale on March 6th. That'll be one day after NVIDIA's RTX 5070 will be released on March 5th. Are they going to be good or not? We shall see. Some people might think this is good. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that some of the PlayStation Star users can get Phasmophobia for cheap. Now, we already know that the game did release there last October, and right now is at $20. But Phasmophobia does appear for the PlayStation Stars PlayStation Store Rewards section for 2,500 points, which is the equivalent of $10 in the PlayStation Store credit. So if you want a game for cheap, and if you already got this one, well, there's some memes here. PCGamer.com did say that the Monster Hunter Wilds players have reacted to Bob Ross, that's the artist, the painter, Ronald McDonald, and Hatsune Miku. Yep, they saw them. In fact, there's also Witcher 3, thanks to MH Sliders on Reddit, Bob and Rosh and his brush. There's a cat that is energy drink inspired, obviously not Swift Energy, but all of those are there. Enjoy it. Oh, I said plushie, right? No. It's actually a remote-controlled creeper. GameSpot.com did say that there's one on sale for $37, and it was $50. So if you want a remote-controlled vehicle that's a Minecraft character, a creeper, it's on sale at Amazon and Target. There's other Minecraft toys there as well, such as Lego Minecraft, the Illegal Desert Patrol, the Deep Dark Battle, puzzles, and the Baby Pig House, the Nerf Minecraft Stormlander Dart Blasting Hammer, and the Nerf Minecraft Firebrand Dart Blasting Axe, the Mattel Minecraft Uno, and the Minecraft Caves and Cliffs, that's diecast figures, and the Minecraft Design A Vinyl. You can go check those out, definitely. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, all the weekly news that you can use. You know it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, go play some video games, people.